Today is October the 31st, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And this year we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we affectionately call it just Jesus. Before we hear his powerful words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty, mighty, mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You're amazing, so beautiful. You're the comforter and deliverer, everything we need in education, so faithful and generous to us. You are hope and holiness, the intelligent designer and the just judge. You are the kingdom giver and the Lord of life itself, our Messiah and miracle worker. You're the name above all names, the only wise God, so pure and powerful. You quench our thirst for the things that we do not need. You are righteousness and salvation to all who believe. You are the testimony across the sky and the underwriter of education. Lord, you are victory and you are the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the words of Jesus. You are our examiner and the one we yield to. Lord, thank you for being zealous for us. Father, we need you today, as we need you every day, but today we need you with our whole hearts, our whole minds, our whole soul, and our whole body. Bless us, Lord, to be a blessing and help us to be contagious, Lord. We love you. We lift up this day, this Tuesday, the most productive day, and give it to you. Arrange our to-do lists and help them to honor you in all that we say and do. We love you, adore you, and ask you for all of this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Jesus sent out his disciples, and he continued to instruct them, saying, the Word of God, Matthew 10, verse 32 to 33. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. The Word of God, Matthew 10, verse 32 to 33. The second thing that we do is to listen into a song, and then I come back on and read the lyrics. Today we will be listening to a song called You Have My Surrender by Lauren Daigle. Here are my hopes, here are my doubts, here are the things I can't figure out. Here are my storms, my crashing seas, here are the burdens that have brought me to my knees. And I will take you at your unfailing word, more than all I want, I will seek you first. I will bless your name when the night is long. God, you have my surrender. Here are my prayers, my heart will wait. I will bow my will so you can have your way. Here are the things I can't undo. I am nothing, nothing without you. I cast my cares on you. I cast my cares on you. I cast my cares on you. And that was You Have My Surrender by Lauren Daigle. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray corporately as a group, as educators across the nation at precisely 1:16 p.m. each and every school day. And today we are praying for the safety of those who are going trick-or-treating tonight. And so I ask you, friends, if you don't have your alarm set, do it today and begin to pray with us each and every school day. Now, it's a crazy time of the day. We know that. But it's based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so if you forget that prompt, no worries, just pray. It's momentary, it's devout, reverent, and it's a prayer of unity with your brothers and sisters all across the nation. The fourth thing that we do is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his second series called Love Ladders, and part two of the Banquet Devotional Letter. The scripture he chose is Song of Solomon 2, verse 4. He brought me to his banqueting table, and his banner over me is love. Dear, beautiful bride in education, I treasure and love you so much. You are the first fruit of those who, in agreement in prayer and community, are seeking me first and following me in public education. What a challenging mission field I have called you to labor in. There is no birth or rebirth without labor pains. Thank you. You are my hidden heroes on the front line of a mighty spiritual battle in your nation for the souls of its youth, which will only be won by fasting, prayer, and service to the least of them and the unity of believers. I have prepared special times of rest for you and a new beginning for some. Many of you are getting ready to be asked to turn big corners in your life. And trust me, even though you can't see what's on the other side, I am teaching you to walk by faith, not sight. It is one way I impart anointing. Life is an adventure. Stop playing it safe. The high, narrow roads I will lead you on sometimes have steep, dangerous drop-offs on both sides. There will also be times of blessed, green, quiet pastures, but not always. I did not play it safe when I spoke the truth to my hometown synagogue in Nazareth or to the Pharisees and Sadducees in Jerusalem. Paul did not play it safe when he cast the demon out of the woman and was subsequently thrown in jail. Playing it safe is not playing to win. Obedience is the way to win, even though it may seem in the flesh as though you have lost. Winning is following me wherever I lead you, whether into great storms or quiet green pastures. Your contentment should be in following and staying next to me, right behind me, or in my arms, for I only do what I see the Father doing. We are one, and as you stay close to me, you are one with him as well. Paul said, I have learned to be content whether I have much or whether I have little. May it be the same with you. Your complete peace that passes all understanding will only ever be found in your relationship with me. Come now, in this moment, into my banquet hall. Simply sit here at the table at my right hand. Let me anoint you fresh. If you do so, I will make a footstool of your enemies. Take my cup and drink. Take and eat. Open the gifts I have for you on my table that you have never seen, heard of, or can imagine. Come, my beloved bride, come. The adventure awaits both great joy and great sorrow. Drink deep of life. Don't just sip it. Do not fear. True love casts out fear, and I am. I am your true love forever, and nothing can separate us, not even death. Please hold on to my outstretched hand. Let me hold you in my arms. Love always, Jesus. The prayer. Jesus, lead and we will follow. Help us see, feel, and hold onto your outstretched hands. Help us rest in your arms. And that was our devotional for today, written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is from Patrick Henry. There is a book worth all other books which were ever printed. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, I wanted to remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ, from Matthew 10, verses 32 to 33. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. O Lord Jesus, forbid it not that we ever deny you, and yet we know there are times that it happens. Lord, forgive us quickly as you did Peter. We love you, adore you, and we want to do what you want us to do. We want to be obedient, but sometimes we just foolishly mess up. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to enter into a time of obedience and surrender. We love you. We want to serve your people today, your way, and we ask you for the strength to do that. In the perfect and beautiful name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.